This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Wednesday, June 22nd. It will be a little bit cooler on Wednesday, but the real cool down will have to wait until the weekend. According to the National Weather Service, it will be mostly sunny in the Cedar Rapids area with a high near 88 degrees. On Wednesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low of around 63 degrees. The city of Cedar Rapids is hoping for a $50 million boost to its construction of a $750 million permanent flood control system if proposed federal legislation is signed into law. Several steps and likely multiple years remain before any funding comes to fruition, but draft language in the 2022 Water Resources Development Act would unlock the funds for flood protection on the east side of the Cedar River, which would allow the city to accelerate work on other segments of the system. The Water Resources Development Act is renewed every several years and includes projects such as the city's flood control system. It's the first step in the appropriations process for any Army Corps of Engineers project. Although Congress authorized construction of the city's east side flood control system in 2014, it wasn't until 2018, 10 years after the city's biggest flood in memory, that federal lawmakers actually allocated the money. So, the city may have to wait a bit until they see whether this money can be shifted in another direction. 4 months after Milt Dakovic, a longtime member of the Iowa Board of Regents, died of cancer, Governor Kim Reynolds on Tuesday named Seneca Company's president and COO James J.C. Ryswick to fill the regent's vacancy. Ryswick will begin serving immediately on the 9-member board that governs Iowa's 3 public universities and 2 special schools, though his appointment must be confirmed by the Iowa Senate when it is next in session. The Regents' next meeting is on July 27th, when they'll consider raising tuition rates for the fall. If confirmed, Ryswick will serve out the remainder of Dakovic's 6-year term, set to expire in April of 2025. Ryswick serves as president and chief operating officer of Seneca Companies in Des Moines, which touts itself as, quote, an established leader in the petroleum industry, end quote. A University of Iowa healthcare researcher is among 21 researchers nationally to receive an American Lung Association award worth hundreds of thousands of dollars for COVID-19 respiratory virus research, with his research looking specifically at long-haul COVID. Sean Fain, a radiology professor in the UI Division of Cardiovascular and Thoracic Imaging, received the Lung Association's award, which includes up to $100,000 annually for up to 2 years. The research, among at least 10 ongoing UI-based COVID-related clinical studies and trials, aims to investigate blood vessel injury in COVID patients and methods for improving lung inflammation treatments. In severe cases, according to Fain's project pitch, COVID-19 triggers an immune response when it enters a body, causing inflammation and injury to blood vessels. Blood vessel injuries in the lungs can create scarring known as interstitial lung disease, a condition that remains even after any COVID infection is resolved and leaves the body.